Tuesday, July the 21st, 208th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the recycled third version.
Retread.
Yeah. Let's just say the executive director of REDEC.
Yeah, there you go.
Using his cards from before, Greg Foster. Yeah.
We had to make new cards. We couldn't find the old ones.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame. Yeah, somebody must have had the blanks, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was relatively simple to bring them back, and the name's still the same.
Yeah, yeah, you're not protecting any innocent.
No, I'm still the same person I was before, just older.
Oh, before we get things going, our quote this morning, that was a cool British Open yesterday. Nobody expected the Johnson.
Yeah, I heard it was an exciting finish. I didn't get to see it.
That is so cool. So, anyway, our quote, it's a golf quote. From Jack Nicklaus and why he tees his ball high.
Okay, probably like me. Can't bend his back
short,
and keep his
short
head
arms,
down.
Yeah. Through the years of experience, I've found that air offers less resistance than dirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've bounced the driver off more than one tee.
So back in the saddle again, as they say, huh?
Yeah, back where a friend is a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is my third stint. I started in the 20th century in 1999 and then left and then came back for a couple years after some turmoil at REDEC and came back for a couple years and worked and then went to work for a wonderful organization in Redwood Capital Bank. Was there for 3 years and now I've been back about 2 weeks.
Good. So you're starting to feel at home again?
Kind of getting there. Yeah. You know, it's like you're moving into your own house, and then but everything's been moved around, and you're trying to find. You know, there are new people involved throughout the county in terms of you know the people who were working in economic development or when I left, or a lot of them are gone, and so
really,
yeah,
in just 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, you think about like the city of Eureka. You know, we have new city manager, new community development director there, new council. The board of REDEC has changed quite a bit in the last 3 years. And so
is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting. People say, well, you keep going out and coming back and going out and coming back. And, every time I've done it, I've learned a tremendous amount about something. And I think it's always good to get out of a mode, a way of doing things, and look at how things are done completely different, maybe in a completely different realm, whether it's a different community or a different sector or a different company, and you get a new perspective, so new people bring new perspectives, you know. So I think it's always good for that.
So you're saying you've reinvented yourself?
Well, you know, yeah, I came back as the slightly larger, more gray version. But, you learn a lot. Redwood Capital Bank was a great organization to work for just because of the people and the structure. But, you know, 3 years doing business loans and in the private sector, you know, you do learn a lot. And you meet a lot of different kinds of businesses. And I think that'll help with the job now.
KINS, News and Information. Well, we hope so. It's 8:19.
Yeah.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster, the executive director at REDEC. Feel comfortable again?
Yeah, it's a different chair than when I was there, but it's a good chair. But yeah, you know, it's a lot of the same issues and some new ones.
Is that frustrating? The same?
Well, it depends. It depends on the issue. So, for example, we're starting to talk about a new fiber optic project. So
wait, well, you just brush off your notes.
Exactly. And so, that was a great thing about REDEC is, before when we worked on the issue to bring in that other fiber line, the idea really just came out of a the second fiber line. It was brought up at a conference that we had in Fortuna, and it's like, cool, let's do it. And we found the relevant players and we did it,
But you had some people in the market that were not only knowledgeable but were passionate about the project.
Well, so yeah.
It wasn't you lifting. It wasn't one or two individuals.
No, and it'll never work if it's me or any other one or two individuals. In fact, when we started the second project, it was when I was not even working at REDEC. I was a volunteer, basically. But, we put together the necessary parties, and we had a very focused, clear goal.
It was a laser or a rifle shot,
right? Exactly,
of a shotgun,
and a timing and a planning horizon that was realistic, which was we're not going to do this overnight, but at the same time we don't want it to take 20 years. We have a sense of urgency, coupled with a sense of being realistic.
So what's the number one right now? I mean, you'd have people saying railroad.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have people saying 299.
Right.
You'd have people saying airport.
Right.
You'd have people saying jobs.
Right.
Which I think is probably the underlying.
Right, right.
What do you see that's out there that is going to be your first target or the organization's first target to deal with that
right.
would have significant impact for the community?
Sure, sure. Well, and when you say jobs, I think the role of economic development, and I'm talking large, not just in REDEC, is to do two. It's really about infrastructure, and I define infrastructure fairly broadly. Infrastructure is the physical infrastructure, the programmatic infrastructure, and this customer service infrastructure, and then the policy infrastructure, right? And when those things align and are working together and are clearly understood and beneficial to economic growth, then it's up to the private sector to do that, to do the investments to grow, right? I mean, it's we can invest in the public sector in infrastructure. We have the ability to do that. The public sector also needs to know that, and this is where I think the biggest frustration is, where you get that rub between public and private sector, is that the key to business, one of the keys of business, is velocity. You've got to be able to set a goal, implement in a reasonable period of time with a reasonable amount of investment.
Yeah, even just fatigue will take you out.
Right, right, right. And, ultimately business owners are people too, and so at some point the decision to go forward.
You want to repeat that just for, yeah. It sounds right. So good.
Yeah. Well, and government, it's interesting. So, they'll make a rational decision based on data, but we're all human beings. At some point, you'll just say, the hell with it. I don't need this frustration. I've only got one trip around this world, and I'm not going to kill myself, for something I can't get done. I'm going to go somewhere else, both for maybe financial reasons, but sometimes just for, like mental health reasons.
Yeah, mental fatigue, yeah.
Exactly. And so, we need to be, processes and policies and programs need to be clear, effective, and fast. And, we've got work to do around that. And I say that not necessarily as a criticism.
Culturally?
Oh, sure, sure. And culturally meaning, we have a kind of laid-back culture up here, right? We're not going to change that culture. But I think that a customer service culture in the public sector is in a true understanding of how business works and makes decisions is needed. And
may as well shoot the moon.
Right.
I think I would be stunned if somebody wasn't in the budget unit of a public department or governmental, and they have no clue and no interest.
Well, and so that you know.
So how can you overcome that?
Right. Well, if you're down in a budget unit, you're taking your orders from someone above that, who's taking their orders from someone above that.
But you're used to the concept of ROI.
Right.
And it may not be money. It would be your return. It might be services provided.
Right,
okay.
Right.
You're used to that concept, though.
But leadership comes from the top down. I don't care if it's public sector or private sector. And so, you know, at the bank, it came from our board of directors and our CEO. And, you know, we never had, we were never really unclear about what we were trying to do and how we were supposed to operate.
Now, can you take that same phrase and apply it to a governmental department?
You can. And I've seen departments where that's worked, but you know you know I'm not a banker. I mean, I was, and I've been doing lending for businesses for 16 years now. But I'm a poli sci major, and so I've seen where it works.
KINS and fundraising too. KINS News and Information Time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster, newly anointed, reanointed, reappointed,
retreaded,
yeah,
reanimated, whatever,
redeck.
Yeah, right, there you go. Oh man, I can hear radios across the listening audience turning off.
Oh no, but that phrase is going to keep popping up.
Yeah,
now
I know
the
redeck retread.
Redeck,
yeah.
Oh, so what is the number one that's out there? What are you looking for? You know, the approach I often will use. Okay, pound of pixie dust.
Right.
You get one. Where's it going to get thrown?
I have to think. You know, the issue is, for me, it's never one. Because when you put all your, that's that whole eggs in one basket thing, right? So I don't know that there is one. REDEC is, it's a board of 19 people and a staff of three. So we know that we have a limited amount of capacity by ourselves. So,
Not REDEC necessarily. Let's
right.
step back and say,
the
what,
community?
From your perspective, from your new old chair.
Right, right.
What's the number one thing that has to be addressed in Humboldt County?
Oh, gosh.
That is an economic impact.
Okay.
I got mine.
Yeah.
Now we'll see if it,
I want to hear what yours is.
Drugs. The drug culture.
Right.
It scares, keeps people away,
right.
Kills us.
Right.
Community, feeling of safety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing like seeing a bike go riding by at 4:30 in the morning in front of your
yeah.
house to
yeah.
really make you feel positive.
Yeah. Well, and, I would even maybe writ that a little bit larger, which is, we in economic development talk about business climate, and business climate is writ large, right? And so I'm president of the St. Joseph's Health Foundation for the hospital here, and our big issue is, there's a number of big issues there, but one of them is getting healthcare providers, physician and recruitment.
To stick.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that becomes one of the issues for us. For them is the quality of life, because there's a lot of choice if you're a young medical professional or even an experienced one. That being said, that's true of any business owner, because especially if you're thinking of starting here or moving here, you're gonna make a rational choice to go where your business is appreciated and supported, and you can do business. But also, Humboldt County is really a place where the owner is proximate to their business. I mean, we don't have a lot of businesses where the owner isn't really closely connected to it. And so they're going to make a decision about
It's riskier to do business in the environment we have.
Well,
because of all those impacted things. But that's my answer, not your answer. You can't take my answer.
Well, but I took your answer and improved it.
I see.
But because I went larger than drugs. I went, and you know, we still hear, interestingly, we still hear, and we talk to business owners about how hard it is to find employees. And, you know, there's that been that disconnect. And this is not new. This was going on for quite a while where we say, well, gee, our unemployment rate, we have high poverty rate. You know, you go through at the same time employers are saying we can't find employees. And so
and to compensate in an attractive level.
Right. I mean,
you've got government largesse in California that's compensating people at a certain standard of living that why do I want to take a cut? Daycare is a grand example.
Yeah.
You know, it cost me $1,500, say, for daycare a month. What are you going to provide me for that day? And now all of a sudden you're in the hole $1,500 to take a job.
Right.
You
know, exactly.
And that's net money, obviously, not gross. So you kind of scratch your head and go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do I compete?
Exactly.
As a small business guy in a small rural area dealing with the challenges we have.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, so now
I improved on your answer.
Perfect. See, that's what's great when you put two half-wits together, you get one good
thought.
Yeah, one
two
good
mutants,
thought, right?
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I mean, I think, you know, and this is just my personal opinion, but I think that when we get focused on any individual one project or one effort as the panacea, that is where we get in trouble. Oh, this is what's going to solve our economic woes. This is what no business says this is the one product will, you know, have to be able to.
An industry perhaps.
Right.
But not an individual.
What do you mean?
Logging industry.
Right.
When we had timber or when the marketplace was there for wood.
Right.
Yeah. Things were okay.
Right.
Okay, now that the market's soft and we got all the regulations in place, what do we have, 3 mills?
You know, I think they're more than that. There's some smaller ones
out
there.
Not the boutiques.
Right.
The niche, super niche ones, that's different.
Right, yeah.
So you look at it, you go, okay, fine. So how do you replace an industry niche?
Right.
Whoa.
And the question is can you? I mean, you know, can you replace something that was as dominant as timber with something equally as dominant? And
with a job skill base and everything else, it was similar. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh was steel, right? You know, Gary, Indiana was steel. Pittsburgh has bounced back quite a bit. It's focused really on biotech, which is, you know, it's pretty diverse in what you're talking about there. But, you know, are we going to find the replacement that's going to be the dominant? No. I mean, we just won't. It's not the way to economy works anymore, right? But so what do we do?
Or can we replace it with the creative juices?
Well,
that cumulatively replace it. And I, you know, whether it's not having the ability to think large or not thinking large or saying no, not here because the regulations, restrictions, all this. I don't know what it is, but, you know, there was a vibrancy, I think, that I had. Of course, I was younger, so
yeah. We were all vibrant.
Yeah, with the guys that had done it, or their folks had done it,
right?
And there was that thought process. We can,
right.
I don't sense a we can in a whole lot of the quote unquote leaders, elected or in the private sector, doesn't matter, that are out in front. You know, I think something has been lost as we've gone through and lived through the retrenchment of industries.
Right.
And I don't, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, I think that any success starts with attitude, right? And, you know, what I always say to folks, you know, I say, well, why would you take yourself out of the game? You know, where your conversations like, oh, well, I think of this, but I don't think it'll work, or I'm not going to try. And you go, why would you take yourself out of the game? Go out there and screw up and let the coach take you out, right? Or not do. But you know, this defeatism and self-defeatism are the worst. And, you know, I was in a meeting the other day and we were talking about government, and you know, like I said, I'm a poli sci major, and I said, okay, let me just tell you, you know, you think of me as just a banker number guy, but that's not my background, you know. And they were saying, well, that's just the way government works, and we were talking about something, and I said, well, wait a minute, I've seen it work in a government entity many other places, so So don't just say that's just the way government works. It doesn't have to be like that. And especially if you're a leader, you know, your goal as a leader is always to seek improvement. And sometimes that means blowing something up, right? And
taking an arrow.
And if you're
three rows back, it's tough to take an arrow.
Right. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard as an elected official or any leader because you're subject to a lot of criticism. And the idea that you're going to please everyone will never happen. I remember working on the airport issue since 2002, right? And at one point, you know, we need to keep working on this to do harder, and we were getting a lot of complaints, and that was back when we had, you know, three airlines and five destinations. Now we're down to one and one, but, you know, what's interesting, of course, is now we're running the 350-seat and one 170-seat jet, and so, we obviously need more destinations, more everything else, but the service and the jet service is incredible, and people are using it, so...
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45.
He's waving at us. He's like,
no, I'm trying to get him to get the Nerf thing to throw it at you.
Oh.
We'll be back with more from Greg Foster.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:49, final minute with Mr. Foster. So, Greg, SBDC
mm-hmm.
has changed.
Yes.
SBA obviously has changed. The players on your board have changed. Is REDEC going to change?
REDEC is in a constant flux of change, and because I think that's what any good organization does, is at least once a year, if not more often, take a look at itself and saying, are we doing this? Are we meeting the needs of our customer, and are we doing this in the best way possible? So yes. I mean, I would have said that in 1999. I would have said it in 2000. And I would, or 2005, and I'd say it now. If you don't change and adapt and improve, you become irrelevant, and then if things are going right, you fade away and die.
Speaking of fading away and dying, we're done, Dave.
All right. Off we go.
Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you then.